America Weekend.
Hello and welcome to America Weekend. I'm Valerie Smaldone along with Julie Edelman. Julie, you tell me often that you moved from the New York area to Florida, and one of the first questions new neighbors and friends asked of you was what?
Well, they didn't ask me, as they do up in New York, because everybody's so professionally driven, what I did, but they asked me, what do I drink? I love that. It's a whole different way of approaching your how are you, who are you conversation. But it's great because down here, you know, we sort of live in what I refer to as paradise, and many do, very fortunately, and happy hour. I think I may have shared with you before, is considered, it's like a staple. It's like breakfast.
So do you have a set routine? Do you go to somebody's house? Do you meet people? Or what do you do at happy hour?
Well, it varies. You know, I mean, not every day does 5 o'clock ring and I put everything down, but many people do. I have neighbors that I know immediately. I don't have to look at the clock. I hear them. I hear them clicking their glass. So I have a new way, yeah, of scheduling my day. So no, it could be out. It could be out of friends. It could be taking my dog for a walk. We're very happy and yappy together.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, then there must be a very healthy community where you are, because there's a new study that shows that liquor boosts immunity better than vaccines alone. Can you believe this?
Sure. I get it. You know, it's a very, you know, to me, alcohol, as we know, it's a natural sanitizer. So it makes a lot of sense. And I think it gives new meaning to the word Votrasante when you're toasting in the evening.
Yes, to your health, right. And this came from Mother Jones News. It was first published in the journal Vaccine, which makes it sound very clinical and official. That shows that people who drink moderately, okay, now we're not saying going crazy and, you know, being drunk all the time, but if you're a moderate drinker, over the course of a few months, they had a better immune system following immunizations than heavy drinkers. So in other words, it was in coupledom with the immunization or the vaccine. So you take a vaccine, you take a swig of vodka, and you're in good shape.
So it's, I like this. It's a cocktail day keeps the flu at bay, right?
Yes.
But you know what was interesting, I noticed, where they conducted this story, not with humans, but what they call rhesus macaques, I think they're called, which are monkeys. Oh, macaques, excuse me,
yes.
Macaques.
They're primates.
They're primates, which have apparently a similar immune system. And there was an interesting story here, apparently, outside of St. Petersburg a few years ago, where they had a monkey on the loose. Now I know why. And it was one of these guys. And there is a big colony. Again, this is another reason I must have moved to Florida. These monkeys inhabit a very big part of Silver Springs. So I think I'm going to go monkey around with them later today.
And they're very sweet animals. I think they're lovely. So, okay, I think this is important news. I don't know that it got nearly enough attention as we're giving it, but it's important. Once again, you take a vaccine for a flu or whatever, and you take a little bit of alcohol along with that, or maybe a little bit more than a little bit over the course of a few months, and you're in better shape than not having the alcohol with the vaccine.
Well, you know, I'm a believer. So, and any kind of shot that doesn't go in my arm but goes down my throat, I'm always much more up for.
And what is your libation of choice, Julie Edelman?
Well, I have to admit, it is a dirty martini with blue cheese stuffed olives.
Oh, a very low-cal drink.
Well, yes, you know, and then I go run around the block a few times, or not really, but then I go from bar to bar, and that burns off some of the calories.
Are you a wine? Well, I know you're a wine drinker, and you said you're an equal opportunity wine drinker.
I am. And by the way, I tried that Italian wine you mentioned when you gave me the lesson last time about, I think it was that Zinfandels are a younger grape, and they're called, what are they in Italian? It was in Italian.
It's the American, it's the New World grape. The Zinfandel is a New World grape that reflects back to the Primitivo grape that is grown in southern Italy, in Puglia.
Ah, well, I like the older grape that you suggest. It was really, really yummy. So thank you. Do you have a suggestion for me for this week? Because you know, just because we're friends.
Just because.
I listen. So what would you perhaps suggest I try this week?
Well, coming back from California, I was inundated with California wine, and Ménage à Trois is my new favorite drink.
Okay, Ménage à Trois.
It's America Weekend with Valerie Smaldone and Julie Edelman.
America Weekend.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Nomad bikers. You may have noticed a club member wearing a patch that reads Nomad. Right away, you sense this has nothing to do with the ownership of a two-door 1957 Chevy station wagon. Nomad bikers. Bikers. Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. You gotta wonder how a biker with no job, no fixed income, no home could successfully wander from one area of America to the next, drifting along with the seasons in search of temporary warmth, a little food, and a little shelter out of the weather. You don't have to belong to a club to be a nomad. We see them all the time on the open road. Tough, independent, living the lifestyle that most of us would gladly embrace. This year, if only for a little while, be a nomad. American Biker Minute, your passport to the open road on two wheels.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What keeps people stuck with the status quo?
Fear of not knowing enough, of what others might think, of failing.
Author and columnist Andrea Kay says it's important to have answers to get past fear. The answer to any of these three questions can help change your life.
If you worry what your loved ones or peers will think, ask, how can I explain what I want to do and gain their support?
If you worry about what you don't know, ask, what do I need to learn and how will I fit this into my schedule and budget?
If you worry that you may fail, ask yourself, how will I feel if I don't try? What do I need to do to feel more confident?
Replace excuses with answers to overcome fear. It leads to big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.